federal government's taken another step to make it harder for asylum seekers in Indonesia ever to reach Australia. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has announced that Australia will not resettle any asylum seeker who registered with the UNHCR in Indonesia on or after the 1st of July. Mr. Morrison says the move should reduce the number of asylum seekers travelling to Indonesia in the first place and encourage more to seek resettlement in the country they first flee to. The Greens leader Christine Milne says it's the exact opposite of what the government should be doing.
This is more cruelty, it's unacceptable, and it just shows the rest of the world that Australia is a very hard-hearted, self-centred country, and that is a very bad place for us to be in a global context.
The Greens leader, Christine Milne. The Minister, Scott Morrison, hasn't been available for an interview, but refugee lawyer David Mann spoke to David Kirk, to Alexandra Kirk.
This is an appalling move by the government. I mean, what we're looking at here is a tragic reality that people are fleeing within the region and ending up in Indonesia because they cannot access safety elsewhere.
But do you think it will work? In other words, will it discourage people fleeing to Indonesia?
Now, what we're likely to see is more refugees being trapped in limbo, either in Indonesia or diverted to dangers elsewhere in the region, forced to flee again to further situations which are insecure, which pose very great dangers to them, without in any way improving their predicament.
Do you think the government is responding to Indonesia's anger? It has been angered by the government's toe-back policy, saying that it only makes the Australian government's job easier and leaves Indonesia with a problem because asylum seekers are still pouring into Indonesia. So presumably this might be aimed at assuaging Indonesia's concerns.
Look, the fundamental problem with this is that it does nothing to improve the plight of refugees needing protection within our region. Instead, what it does is, again, propose a move which will involve Australia shirking its responsibilities to refugees in the region and failing to shoulder its fair share of the responsibility to protect refugees. It is also the type of move which indicates to the region that Australia is intent upon deterring refugees from coming to Australia, even by way of resettlement, without taking up its fair share of responsibility for the protection of refugees.
The government is saying that it's about getting asylum seekers or refugees to stay in the country that they first fled to, rather than continuing to flee on to Indonesia.
Well, the tragic reality for many people is that the reason why they continue to flee within the region and end up in places like Indonesia is because the situations they find themselves in are so insecure, so dangerous, that they continue to flee in order to find some modicum of safety. Now, this move will only compound the situation of danger for people. It's going to involve people either being trapped in limbo within Indonesia or are being forced back into the region, into situations, in many cases, from which they've already fled.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, hasn't responded yet. But having worked closely with them over the years, how do you think this will be viewed?
Look, I don't want to speculate on the position of the UN Refugee Agency, but what I can say is that the goal for refugees is to find them durable solutions where they can shift from a situation of insecurity and danger to a situation where they can rebuild their lives with safety and with dignity. And this type of move is only likely to compound the insecurity, compound the dangers and despair of refugees. It's also the type of move which is only likely to move once again away from development of a regional framework where Australia cooperates with other countries in the region to develop stronger protections for refugees. Instead, what this is another cynical move driven fundamentally by domestic political imperatives in this country and a further isolationist move.
Refugee and immigration lawyer David Mann speaking to Alexandra Kirk.